You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition merit-based scholarships and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
With Sure Payroll, free up your time and get peace of mind that payroll is handled. It's payroll so easy you can set it up and do it yourself in minutes, on your PC or smartphone, anytime. It's perfect for small business owners. And if you need a 401k plan, workers' comp, or HR help, Sure Payroll has that too. For a limited time, try Sure Payroll free for a month. Visit surepayroll.com/podcasts or call 844-SURE-PAYROLL. That's 844-787-3729. surepayroll.com/podcasts.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's stay sharp.
Your friends are really good gamers.
Huge attacker spotted behind the tree.
That's you.
Got him.
And you're no slouch either.
Okay, John, there's a green bonus block. It's all yours. It's right behind you.
But if your slow upload speeds freeze the game because you have cable...
John, attack it to your right. To your right.
And you end up succumbing to hordes of marauding robo-bunnies.
John, stop standing there. Run!
Can't move.
You're not a bad gamer. You just need better internet.
John! We told you to get AT&T Fiber.
Way to go, John. Nice one, dude.
With 20 times faster upload speeds, AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience than cable. Get AT&T Fiber with unlimited internet data included. No annual contract. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Speeds not guaranteed and vary based on combined up and download speeds versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Restrictions apply. Check availability at att.com/getfiber.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign continues their challenges to election vote counts with a new lawsuit filed Wednesday in Michigan alleging illegal vote counting in the state. As the campaign continues to investigate allegations of improprieties, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News there are more affidavits coming.
You'll see some affidavits from Pennsylvania. You'll see some other disturbing practices where in Democrat counties, you got one advantage. You were able to fix your ballot, whereas the same advantages were not given to Republican counties. Those are on the horizon. There's just so much here. It's very hard to dig into because there's a lot.
Tropical Storm Eta is hitting Florida for a second time, having traveled up the coast to lash the west-central portion of the state. Areas around Sarasota and Tampa have seen several inches of rain, causing reports of flash flooding. Eta is expected to make official landfall Thursday morning and move back into the western Atlantic by Friday. This is USA Radio News. Still waiting on a stimulus check? The IRS says they may have your money. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov.
Travelers heading for Spain will have to prove they've tested negative for COVID-19 in order to enter the country. Travelers will have to submit proof of their test within 72 hours of their planned trip to Spain in order to be allowed entry. The country is trying to deal with a surge in COVID cases while also trying to help out its struggling tourism industry, an area vital to its economy. This is USA Radio News. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong have resigned in protest of the expulsion of four of their colleagues. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty will immediately lose their qualifications. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tech stocks recovered some of their losses from earlier this week, lifting the S&P and NASDAQ into the green. The S&P 500 closed just under 1% higher, while the NASDAQ jumped 2%. And we could be seeing the future of restaurants in a post-pandemic world. Tim Berg has the latest details of a new-look Chipotle from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's stay sharp.
Your friends are really good gamers.
Huge attacker spotted behind the tree.
That's you.
Got him.
And you're no slouch either.
Okay, John, there's a green bonus block. It's all yours. It's right behind you.
But if your slow upload speeds freeze the game because you have cable...
John, attack it to your right. To your right.
And you end up succumbing to hordes of marauding robo-bunnies.
John, stop standing there. Run!
Can't move.
You're not a bad gamer. You just need better internet.
John, we told you to get AT&T Fiber.
Way to go, John. Nice one, dude.
With 20 times faster upload speeds, AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience than cable. Get AT&T Fiber with unlimited internet data included. No annual contract. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Speeds not guaranteed and vary based on combined up and download speeds versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Restrictions apply. Check availability at att.com/getfiber.
An open letter from AAA. Dear Insurance World, we've gotten pretty quick, haven't we? Streamlined processes in 15 minutes, algorithms, chatbots, and AI. But maybe it's time to rethink some things. Down payments can take years to save up for. And at AAA, we give your most valuable assets the respect they deserve. Because these aren't policies for auto, home, and life. They're policies for people. AAA Insurance. For auto, home, and life. Go to AAA.com/insurance to find an agent.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And welcome into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails. We are live on KLR Radio, America's podcast network. We do this thing every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, but that may be changing soon again. Who knows? Surprises in store, perhaps. You'll have to tune in to find out. All right, so before we get too far into this, I have to tell you guys something today, because you guys have been kind of experiencing this journey with me. So you guys know that I started this B-Epic stuff. It's exactly 37 days ago. I guess technically it was a 3-day span, and then about a week, and then 37 days. So I guess I've been on it for a total of about 40 days, but the consecutively 37. So, as of today, I weighed myself. Keep in mind, at the height of the pandemic weight gain, I was somewhere between probably about 305 and 310. Guessing, because the last time I weighed myself was before we got sent home. And I was at 297. Didn't have a scale in the house, because I haven't really wanted to have one in the house, because every time I pictured myself getting on one, all I heard at Yale was, "Get off, you fucking fat bastard!" But so now I have a scale, so I've been weighing myself fairly consistently, sometimes probably more than I should, because I've noticed some fluctuations, but then I realized that on this program I drink like 10, 16-ounce bottles of water a day, so I'm pretty sure I'm putting on 5 or 6 pounds a day in water, and then eventually shedding it back off. But that being said, as of today I was down to 271. I've been averaging about 5 pounds a week in weight loss since I started this program. If you do the math, which is a lot. But honestly, before I started having kids, I had a super high metabolism. I had a 30-inch waist in college. And then shortly thereafter, started having kids. Next thing I know, was like my metabolism was, "Hey, you've reproduced. You don't have to look. Yeah, no more svelte for you, bro." pardon me. But yeah, so... You know, it's not just the weight loss, though. I've lost a lot of weight. I've lost a lot of inches. And I know this because my father-in-law, who's no longer with us, several years ago, started giving me some of his suit pants when I was, you know, trying to build my business. I was like, you know, I can't really afford suits right now, but I really need to try to look nice when I go. He's like, you know what? I don't wear these things anymore. He's like, here they are. Go ahead. So I did my best to make them look good, but dude was bigger than me, like a lot bigger than me. Like when I first started wearing these things, I had to have a belt and I had to put extra holes in it to make them fit because dude had a 50-inch waist at the time he was giving me these suits. There was a time not too long ago that I put on those pants to go to a funeral, and I didn't have to have the belt cinched up anymore. And that was when I really started freaking out. Guys, I'm going to be honest. I was at the point, and my wife doesn't even know some of this, and I probably should have shared it with her because, anyway, not going to get into that, but I probably should have shared it with her. But there, because of how much pain I was in, anytime we went on family outings, I was actually starting to look at the scooters. Because I was always in pain and always in such a bad mood, and I knew I wasn't any fun to be around. And I was slowly just resigning myself to the fact that I was going to be an invalid again. The reason I'm telling you this is because I found something that has helped me. I don't know if, for those of you that are listening, I'm not promising you that it's a magic cure. I can tell you that for me, it's been a miracle. I'm not saying that because I hope you're going to order it. I'm saying it because it's the truth. Sorry, this is hard. I had almost given up on everything but radio, because on radio, I'm sitting down. And all you have to do is be able to hear me. I walked a mile today. For probably the first time in years. Not only did I walk a mile today, but I actually enjoyed most of the walk. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. By the end of it, I thought I was going to die. But for about three quarters of the way through, I'm like walking this bike path, and I'm watching everything. And I'm like, man, I'm actually enjoying the scenery. This isn't hurting that bad. I really wish my wife was here with me. And it's all because a friend turned me on to three pills. They have literally changed my life. Not only was I able to do that walk today, I was off from the day job today. I spent most of the day cleaning my house. I don't remember the last time I was able to do that without having to basically stop every 10 minutes and sit down because my back was spazzing out. And again, look, I'm not telling you this to sell the products. At this point, they sell themselves, because people who know me have seen what the changes. I'm telling you this because if you are anywhere near where I was 37 days ago, then you need to go find me on Twitter, @RowdyRick73. The link for the website is in my pinned tweet. Give it 30 days. If you don't get the same results that I got, then just move on to the next best thing for you. But I'm telling you, this stuff has literally changed my life. Sorry, I didn't mean for that to go quite the way it did. I didn't even actually mean to talk about it at all. But we're going to take a break so I can get recombobulated here, because I'm pretty discombobulated right now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. We're a show where we look back at last week's news and current events, looking for people who said or did something so completely nutty that they earn a shot to be voted as the dumbest newsmaker of the past week. That's what we normally do, but we get it. You may not be in the mood to talk politics this week. With the election turning out as it has thus far, and the prospects for recounts and all this other nonsense, if you're anything like me, you're burned out. You're suffering from election fatigue, and you just want to enjoy life without dealing with the political nonsense. Because we know there's going to be a lot of twists and turns coming our way that may frustrate us even more. But fear not! This week's show is nothing like we do at any other time of the year, because I'm here to announce the opening of the most wonderful and most fun part of what this show is all about. Buckle up, Foonies, because we're transitioning over from reviewing the week that was to the year that was with our annual Buffoon of the Year competition. Here's how it works. Our nominating committee is in the process of choosing the top 16 buffoons of the past year, and then they're going to seed them in a tournament-style bracket where they will go head-to-head until there is only one left who will be crowned Buffoon of the Year. The rules are still getting worked out, but here's what I can tell you so far. There will be four different brackets: local buffoons, media buffoons, national buffoons, and the wild card. There will also be tons of ways and places to vote, and lots of different little fun things in store. We'll announce those as we get closer to the unveiling of the bracket selections during a special selection show right here in a matter of weeks. But right now, we need your help. Leave us a comment with names of people you want in this year's tournament. We're even going to upload a printable bracket on buffoonoftheweek.com for you to fill in your favorites for this year's crown. That'll be linked in the comments below as well. We hope you're as excited as we are for this year's tournament. We'll reveal the seedings and the brackets very soon, so be sure to smash that thumbs up button and please subscribe to the show. Oh, and when you do, click on that notification bell so you don't miss out on anything with Buffoon of the Year. Foonies, I am so excited to see what you guys come up with for Buffoon of the Year. Definitely leave us a comment below, and we'll respond to every single one of them. And then we want you to come back next week, where we can talk about those nominees, and maybe we'll have two more of our own. But only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
Alright, so not a full Buffoon of the Week, but kind of a bit more of an in-depth discussion as to what Gene plans to do for the end of the year stuff that was kind of debuted here live on KLR Radio. So, since I figured out that was going to be a lot shorter than I expected, I did find some other audio that I want you guys to hear. Tucker was apparently ranty tonight, so it's not very long. Here we go.
So, if you were to somehow get inside the brain of any authoritarian, you would find that their fantasies aren't the conventional fantasies. An authoritarian fantasizes about controlling you. And coronavirus is given the perfect pretext to do that. Now they force their way into your home. You're not going to believe this story. Rick Leventhal has it for us. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Tucker, for anyone in New York or California, it'll be a holiday season like no other. Two governors with similar mandates arguing the only way to slow the spread of COVID-19 is to start shutting down again. Starting this Friday night, a 10 p.m. curfew will be in effect for every bar, restaurant, gym, and liquor store in the state of New York. Restaurants can still serve food curbside for pickup or delivery, but no alcohol to go. And indoor and outdoor gatherings on your own property will be limited to no more than 10 people. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the parties are the problem, blaming them for the spike in cases, and says if the new restrictions don't slow the spread, he may shut down gyms and indoor dining altogether. And he's demanding New York City's mayor deploy the NYPD to enforce the new rules.
There are only two fundamental truths in this situation. It's individual discipline, and it's government enforcement.
And over here on the left coast, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued similar new guidelines ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. No more than three households can gather together at a time. Gatherings must be outside and last 2 hours or less. Attendees can use restrooms as long as they're frequently sanitized. And singing, chanting, and shouting are strongly discouraged. Tucker, I swear I did not make these up.
I was literally just thinking that exact same thing. Rick Leventhal has gone rogue. He's writing fake news again.
No, I didn't. I didn't do it. I'm just telling you what he said.
It's just unbelievable. So much is. Rick Leventhal, thank you for that.
Sure.
Hey, America. Apparently y'all just voted for the asshat that's going to do this shit everywhere. Congratulations, you tools. I'm mad. I've been mad for days. I haven't really known how to deal with it. So I'm just going to deal with it. Look, if these election results aren't shady as fuck, let's qualify that. If these election results are not shady as fuck, then the American people are fucking stupid. You just voted for government control in every aspect of your lives, and if these results are not shady as fuck, you deserve every enema the government is about to give you. You're welcome. You fucking morons. Do you realize what you've done? Do you have any idea if there aren't enough shenanigans to explain this away, do you know what you have done? You have given a senile old man the nuclear football, at least until the commie llama pushes him out of the balcony. And then you've given her the nuclear football. Were you not paying attention to anything that they said? They are going to be in your lives with a microscope. Forever. Guys, if you think this coronavirus shit is going away, you're not paying attention. They are going to use this to run our lives. And those of you that bought into the fear just fucked the rest of us. So thank you very much. This isn't something that I say lightly, and it isn't something that I say in any form of hyperbole. I would rather die from a virus then live the rest of my life in my house, never allowed to go anywhere ever again. I'm just now getting to the point where I enjoy being able to get up and move. Now this asshat's going to try to put me back in my house? Fuck you, Joe Biden. Come and get me. Seriously. What have we done? If this is not the most fraudulent election in American history, and all signs point to it being just that, but if it's not, what the fuck have we done? Do we even realize what we've done? Because you just reinforced everything Gretch has tried to do in Michigan. You've just reinforced everything Cuomo has tried to do in New York. You've just reinforced everything the idiot from California has been saying because of the guy that you put in charge. Are we so afraid of adversity in this country anymore that we're not really willing to take any risks at all? Because I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Who was it that said that those who give up liberty for safety and security, what was it? Those who give up freedom and liberty for safety and security are those. Those who give up liberty for security shall have neither. They are using this virus to control you. And look, I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I'm going to be honest. One of the reasons why I'm a lot more stressed out this week than I would be is because my mother-in-law and my father-in-law have both been diagnosed with COVID. They were one of the local churches where people were still getting together. But I also know for a fact that most of the testing that we use is so sensitive that I'm pretty sure they're both going to be fine. Because neither one of them report having anything more than sniffles and feeling a little run down. At least so far. But the simple fact of the matter is, I get this virus is bad. I'm not saying that it's not. But our overreaction to this virus is making it so much worse. Well, I mean, come on, look. Look at this from a logical perspective. Even if they shut everything down, there are still going to be essential employees who are going out into the world, bringing the virus back in with them, and then you're bringing it into confined spaces. Do we not remember that one of the reasons they decided to go ahead and start opening things back up in the first place was because they realized that most of the people that were catching COVID were catching it inside because of somebody who was essential and brought it back with them, and it was making it worse. So for the left to now sit here and say, well, if we don't lock everything down, we're never going to get rid of this virus. So you're going to make everybody stay home? That would include police, fire, doctors, everybody. In order to do this, everyone would have to never leave the house for six weeks. No food, nothing. Nothing. Or somebody's still going to be carrying around the virus. And look, guys, if you don't believe what I'm saying to you, I want you to think about this because I saw somebody that put this out earlier today, and I was like, this is probably the best analogy that I've ever seen. If COVID is as bad as they say it is, and the only reason I bring this up is because I want you to think about it, if it's so bad that we have to lock everything down and keep everybody inside for 6 weeks, but you're still going to have people delivering food to you, you're still going to have essential services, you're still going to have truckers, all these people out in the world. Look, if we're buying into the premise that COVID is as deadly as they say it is, and as bad as they say it is, then I want to remind you of something. COVID explained is an art project. There are 7 people sitting at a table. Only one of them is using glitter on their art project. By the time the projects are done, how many projects have glitter on them? Because one person brought glitter to the table. All of them. So in order for what now da blah 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 and Cuomo and the idiot in California whose name escapes me are wanting to do, if we're going to do it nationwide, which according to Joe Biden we probably will be, then that means everything has to shut down for 6 weeks. That means no commerce. It means no food. It means nothing. It also means it's fucking impossible. It's just dumb that after so long of dealing with this virus, we still haven't been able to figure out that part of the reason why the things are as bad as they are for us, because don't forget, Dr. Fauci said the quiet part out loud just right after the election. Our testing is too sensitive. They've admitted it. Which is why Tucker Carlson can sit here on live TV and tell you that they plan on using this virus to control you forever. Because if they didn't, they would have already started working on fixing the testing. But they haven't. Gee, I wonder why that is. All right, well, we've got one last segment left before we start shutting things down for the night because I have to be up super early to do the morning show again, and I have to work day job again tomorrow, so yay, but at least tomorrow's Thursday. All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
But I'm ready to stand out, Army ROTC prepares you
not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant.
You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future.
Start strong and enhance your college experience.
Visit your campus, Army ROTC representative today to find out how you can earn a full tuition scholarship.
Visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today.
Army officers inspire, strengthen others.
Paid for by the United States Army.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all. And we are here actively supporting you and your community.
Every day we're providing trusted information from top health experts.
Sharing tools to help families from fraud and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere.
As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family.
Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra.
Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill?
Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99.
This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy.
You can afford not to call us.
If you want Viagra at the lowest prices,
never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again.
Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-517-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-517-7602 to take your call right now. 1-800-517-7602.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
With Sure Payroll, free up your time and get peace of mind that payroll is handled. It's payroll so easy you can set it up and do it yourself in minutes, on your PC or smartphone, anytime. It's perfect for small business owners. And if you need a 401k plan, workers' comp, or HR help, Sure Payroll has that too. For a limited time, try Sure Payroll free for a month. Visit surepayroll.com/podcasts or call 844-SURE-PAYROLL. That's 844-787-3729. surepayroll.com/podcasts.
Segment, ladies and gentlemen, this is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We are live on KLRM Radio, and we are America's Podcast Network. Hope everybody's enjoying your Wednesday evening with us. Sorry about the echo. I realized after everybody started pointing it out that I had the commercials loaded in the wrong panel and didn't have the button set quite right. But on that note, we made it through anyway, even though some of you are cursing because of the rooster. Get over it. You'll live. It'll be alright. You should be used to it by now. You think that one's bad? I have one that I hear every day, all day. It's one of the things that I used to like when I first started working from home.
Now I want to kill that fucking rooster. Now I want to kill the fucking rooster. Alright, anyway. So, look, guys. I'm just going to be honest, because, you know, this is the other thing that's starting to be talked about a lot in the media, is, you know, Donald Trump's not conceding, and Donald Trump's filing lawsuits. And really, the Republicans should just give up and accept the inevitability that Joe Biden is going to be president, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And that we need to all come together and come together for the sake of unity. Fuck you. You spent 4 years, 4 years investigating every aspect of every member of this entire administration. You trumped up charges, you falsified documents to get it to happen, and now you want to talk to me about unity? Fuck you and fuck your unity. As far as I'm concerned, we need a divorce. You guys keep the blue parts, we'll take the red parts, and we'll see who's still alive in about 6 months. How's that work for you? Because I am tired of this. I am tired of the idea that we are supposed to be not only the guardians of the rest of the fucking planet, but also the ones that are the piggy bank for the rest of the fucking planet. Do you realize that under I almost did what Ordy was doing all night last night. Do you realize that under Biden, we're going to go back to trying to be the police of the entire fucking planet? Do you remember when the Democrat was the anti-war party? Donald Trump has done more to stop wars than any other president in my lifetime. And they don't care. He's done more for the African-American community than any other president in my lifetime. Apparently, the powers that be don't care. But I said this with Ordy, and I'm going to say this again. The two-party system is a fucking joke. If you think you have a choice, your choice is illusory. And if this doesn't prove it to you, because they are stealing an election right in front of us, rubbing our noses in it, and then laughing all the way to the fucking swearing in. They accused the last guy of doing it. That's honestly kind of the irony for me, is this is now twice. Donald Trump was accused of stealing an election. Joe Biden is stealing one. Donald Trump was impeached for being accused of what we have Joe Biden on video and audio actually doing. So this is now twice that they have accused Donald Trump of doing something that they themselves had already done or were in the process of doing at that time. I need you guys to realize what is going on in front of us right now. They are stealing the country out from underneath us. Because we were making, I say we, because at some point I did get on board. We were making America strong again. We were making America somebody that the rest of the world was actually starting, oh shit, they're not playing around anymore. You know, they talked about how, you know, under Donald Trump's leadership, you know, we were the laughing stock. Are you fucking kidding me? Does anybody remember how much they used to point and laugh at us when Obama was in office? Because they would go around bowing to every fucking buddy and kissing rings and doing this and doing that. And the one thing that I keep seeing all the time is Donald Trump saluting some fucking communist general over in Korea or something. The only time in history that our president has saluted a foreign soldier, blah, blah, blah. Look, you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe even with his ROTC training, he probably should have been fucking smart enough to not do that. But at least he didn't bend over and kiss the dude's ass like Barack fucking Obama, okay? Because that's what he did for the entire world. Just, hey, hang on, guys. Wait, you want to fuck us again? Hang on, let me get just right. Because that was Obama's stance on everything. Is whatever the rest of the world wants, the rest of the world's going to get, and we can go fuck ourselves. Welcome back to that again, ladies and gentlemen, because you just elected Joe fucking Biden. I hope you're ready, because your 401k, it's about to take a nosedive. I know, you saw the media the other day. Oh, see, look how much better the stock market's doing since Joe Biden got the nomination about and has been projected the winner. You know what that was? That was Pfizer sitting on a fucking vaccine for a week. Didn't have a goddamn thing to do with Joe Biden. Now Joe Biden, the ambulance chaser of presidents, is taking credit for a vaccine that was created under Donald Trump's Warp Speed program. Do you guys realize how long it typically takes for a vaccine to not only get past basic testing, but then human trials, and then to the market? It's decades. They did it in less than 10 months. You know why they did it? Because even though the media told you that it wasn't working, everything Donald Trump did to fight the COVID pandemic was working. Even to the point where halfway through the lockdowns, they were scratching their heads going, maybe we really shouldn't have locked everybody inside because now all the cases are coming in from people that said they never left their house, but they have essential people that are coming in and out every day. No shit. The fuck, man. I mean, look, seriously, I get it. I have been ranty. But this is probably one of the most bipolar shows I've ever put on because in the beginning I'm like, and now I'm just pissed. But I'm pissed for a reason because there was a lot of work put into this country in the last 4 years and y'all motherfuckers just flushed it down the toilet unless this election has been stolen from us. And for your sakes, you better hope it's been stolen. Because at least then, when your neighbors come pounding on your doors, did you vote for this motherfucker? Because look what he's doing. You can say, oh, it wasn't me. I didn't vote for him. I voted for the other guy. Because you've now just given the green light to every Democratic wet dream. The only thing that might save us at this point is if we can get one more seat out of Georgia. But honestly, we're going to need both. Because if the commie llama gets sworn in, then she's the tiebreaker. Just a reminder. I know, I'm a ray of sunshine tonight. But I am really pissed off. The more I think about it, and Stacey mentioned this morning, and the more I think about it, the more I really am kind of ready for Jesse Kelly's idea of a national divorce. And right there along with Ordy, I'm also kind of leaning more towards the less than amicable divorce. Because I'm not going to say the next part out loud. But on that note, we do have to go because I have to be up in like 6 hours to do this all over again. So on that note, this is going to be the end of the America Off the Rails program for this week. Hope everybody enjoyed it as much as you could because I was either crying or ranty. Bipolar Rick is no fun. Anyway, we will see you guys tomorrow morning bright and early for the Daily Dose. This is the end of Chat Lives Matter Night here on KLRN Radio. Thank you guys for making Wednesday one of our most popular long-running traditions here of a full night of programming. We're getting there with pretty much all the other nights, too. Just, I don't know, for some reason this one's more fun. We're out. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other, and I will see you guys in the morning.
Don't.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.